welcome to another episode of Vegas TMI, the official City of Las Vegas podcast, where we discuss the topics that make the City of Las Vegas timely, memorable, and iconic. I'm Shane.
And I'm Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
So thanks for filling in for Jen while she's on maternity leave. Now, for those that don't know Melissa Duran.
Oh, you say that well.
You are a producer for our television studio, KCLV. And talk about the shows that you do.
Yeah, so I am the producer and host of Trending Vegas, which is our social media show. We like to discuss the big trending topics taking place in the City of Las Vegas and nationwide. Get into those topics. Also have some great guests on to discuss.
Sometimes you let me on so I can get myself in trouble.
Oh, you're always getting yourself into trouble, Shane. But yes, so it's a really interesting show. We do it every 3 weeks, and you can catch it on Channel 2.
And also KCLV.TV.
There you go. Another thing that we do right now is Hello Mayor. That show is on a little bit of a hiatus right now while we wait for the elections to finish. But yeah, those are the two shows that I am responsible for. So that's what I do here at KCLV, but I'm really excited to be joining you on Vegas TMI. Thanks for having me. It's going to be a lot of fun. So yeah. What are we going to hear about today?
It's kind of a step down from the glamorous TV life. I'm wearing a hoodie.
I love podcasting, so I'm really happy to be here. What's the topic, though?
Okay, well, we are going to talk about something that I know you're going to say really well, Project Enchilada.
Project Enchilada.
Yeah,
Enchilada, as everyone says. It sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious. Our last episode was about food, so this kind of segues off of that.
Yeah,
but we're not talking about our lunch, right?
Yes, definitely not talking about lunch. We're talking about a public-private collaborative concept for the business of streetscapes, open space, retail development, retail renovation, and enhancement of downtown areas. Really going to bring a vibrancy and new energy to downtown.
Yeah, and this is going to be an area of downtown from Main Street to Eastern Avenue, US 95 to Charleston Boulevard. There's going to be a neon illumination phase that starts this year, whatever that means.
Yeah, and well, lucky for all the listeners out there, we have some experts to talk about the details of Project Enchilada. Communications Director David Riegelman is going to speak to Executive Director of Community Development Tom Perrigo and our City Attorney Brad Jerbick.
But they've got some great stories to share.
Absolutely. Take it away, David.
Hello, everyone. This is Communications Director David Riegelman. It's a new year, and 2019 will be a busy one for everyone here at the city. One of the biggest projects that will really take shape this year is called Project Enchilada, which will enhance downtown Las Vegas from Main Street to Eastern Avenue, and then from US 95 to Charleston Boulevard. To tell us more about the plan and the timeline, I'm joined by Executive Director of Community Development Tom Perrigo and City Attorney Brad Jerbick. Thanks to you both for being on the program with us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Thank you, David. And happy new to you and your listeners, too.
Oh, thanks so much, Brad. Thank you so much. Well, let's start with the name of this project. Why enchilada? It doesn't really have anything to do with enchiladas to eat, correct?
Oh, well, that's right. We love enchiladas, but I think that was just talking about the project and the completeness of it and how comprehensive the project was. Brad just started referring to it as the whole enchilada.
It really started with a written plan that made the observation that downtown has all the ingredients to be a real livable city, mainly for locals but tourists alike. And with all those ingredients, they just need to be folded into something we call the whole enchilada. And when I sent the paper to Tom, it said Project X. And I think the only change he made is he crossed out the X and he wrote an enchilada.
Works. So for those that don't know anything about this, what is Project Enchilada exactly, and what do we mean by the whole enchilada? What are we talking about here?
Now, the enchilada is 12 square miles of downtown. It's everything from I-15 to Eastern, from US 95 to Charleston. It takes in two areas south on Charleston, the Huntridge Theater and Park, and it takes in the Arts District. But rather than look at a project downtown as an individual building or an individual development of some sort, this is a unique area. This is our heart and soul. And so the enchilada is looking at jobs. It's looking at bringing new people downtown, perhaps new people in the education education business, perhaps new people in manufacturing, perhaps new people in the tech industry. It's looking at restoring old neighborhoods. It's looking at restoring cultural icons like the Huntridge Theater. So that's why it's called the whole enchilada. It's not any one piece. It really is the whole enchilada.
Well, downtown has a whole new vibe. A lot of people think downtown is so cool already. This is just going to enhance that whole draw and kind of coolness that downtown already seems to have captured.
Absolutely. And what makes this project particularly interesting, all the things that Brad described, but we've done a lot of work investing in downtown over the last 15 or 20 years, starting with the vision of former Mayor Oscar Goodman and continuing on with our current mayor, Carolyn Goodman, to really revitalize downtown. And it is really taking off. A lot of the investments we've made in infrastructure, in streetlights, in street trees, in revised sidewalks and bike lanes, and all the things we've done to build the public space, to support private activity, to support all of the entertainment and retail and the housing that we're starting to see as well. And so what makes this project unique is when Brad and I were talking about it, we said, wouldn't it be interesting if we really engaged our business owners and property owners on a different level than we have in the past? We've built everything based on great design from engineers and planners and landscape architects, and so we've done some really great projects. At the same time, we haven't really looked at what would make a streetscape perfect for the adjacent businesses to help them really increase their business activity, to make the street more walkable, more livable for people who live there and for people who shop there. And what are the ingredients in this enchilada that makes a great street and a great district? And so that's what's really cool. We've brought in all of the expertise we need to look at all those ingredients, all that special expertise that will be folded into this project.
Well, one of the things that I think is so great about this project has to do with the restoration of neon signs. That's kind of our history around Las Vegas anyway. So tell us more about this whole neon illumination stage, what we've done, and what comes next in this whole project.
Well, we used to say if Las Vegas were a human being and it had a signature, its signature would be neon. And it's clear that there's very few places left in this town that have the kind of neon that we associate with the golden age, so to speak, of the 50s and 60s. But downtown is one of them. And it's one of the things you have to look for a little bit, but it's there. All of the neon signs that were in front of the original motels are still there. They've been debulbed and neglected. But a part of this project is through a very generous grant of almost $800,000 from the Centennial Commission, all of those signs will be restored and replaced on their original site. So people will be able to come downtown and see something you can't see anything else in Las Vegas or anywhere else in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's going to be a signature piece to all this, isn't it?
We think so. We really do think so. It's just phenomenal how this started with just a bit of an idea. And we've had signs, for example, that are missing. We've had three of them that we didn't know were even around still. And then through kind of going through on these little hunts, these little searches for what can we still find that's still out there somewhere, we found two of the three owned by a private collector who is donating them to the city in 2 weeks. And they'll be part of the restoration project. And so we've seen this kind of response. I could give you example after example, but it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, that's incredible. Tom, let me ask you this. A large part of this strategy, as you touched on, is retail, bringing a new retail element. And it's not just about bringing businesses here, but it's about attracting more people, providing the infrastructure you talked about, streetscape, bikescapes. When this is all said and done, what is downtown going to look like compared to today?
Well, David, I think downtown, again, much of the work we've done to date has really improved a lot of the downtown environment. And I think you're just going to see more of that. And only to the trained eye will you make the distinction between some of the streetscapes that we've done over the last 5 to 10 years and the streetscapes that we're going to do going forward. For example, putting the parking along the sidewalks at just the right way, having the sidewalk just the right width to provide room for pedestrians, but also for sidewalk shops and lounges and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be more of the same, But I think one of the big differences you'll see also is we're paying a lot more attention to the trees. We know that 100 years ago, in order to live in a desert environment, you needed shade.
A lot of trees, right?
We didn't have a lot of air conditioning. And so when you look at the historic photographs, and Brad has some great presentations and some great pictures on this, you see a lot of mature trees. We don't see that so much anymore. So our public works department, working with our operations and maintenance department, have really changed the model to put in trees that we know can grow to maturity and provide that kind of shade. So you'll see a much more thick, dense canopy of trees providing that shade, providing that experience on the street and for the businesses. That's going to be just phenomenal.
So we're going to see trees. We're going to see neon. We're going to see...
You're going to see kind of a return to what we were. This is, you know, at the end of the day, this is going to be almost like the 1950s and 60s on steroids. You know, if you have lived here as long as I have, and I don't know how long your listeners have lived here, there was a time, if you can go back in a time capsule and imagine a Las Vegas before indoor malls and before the Boulevard Mall, which was the first indoor mall opened in 1966. Downtown, like all other downtowns, was the center of activity for this town. Before there was a Summerlin, before there was a Green Valley, before there were malls, this is where people shopped. This is where people ate. This is where people celebrated holidays. Those are the kinds of things that went the way, you know, the dodo bird went when things like malls came along and suburbia came along. But they are the kinds of things now that nationwide are on fire. People like to walk in the outdoors and interact with people in environments that are natural and mom and pop shops and things like that. So it's a return to those days, but even better.
I think to sort of follow on what Brad is saying, it's that sense of authenticity. You know, that experience is what people really are searching for, and that is what this project is going
to
provide.
Couldn't agree more. I think that's why people just flock to downtown. They're already coming back, and this is just going to bring even more people back and really make them fall in love with downtown all over again.
They're going to be stunned.
Brad, I hear this in your voice, the passion, because this is your town. This is where you grew up. This is what you knew as a kid, and we're kind of harkening back to all that, right?
A lot of us grew up here and are still around. People even longer than I have been, which is hard to believe, but there are people that go back to the very beginning. People rode horses in what now is considered the Springs Preserve. But, you know, and part of this project is really getting in touch with the history. We have outside experts that have been helping us find articles and find pictures and find things that just aren't available through ordinary research. To that end, what people will see at the end of this project, hopefully, we're still working on it, are the return of the original 1929 streetlights. I mean, imagine this town in 1929, long before Hoover Dam is conceived and built, and sometime after the Clark Townsite auction occurs, they decide they want to put themselves on the map by spending a lot of money on building these really unique, tall, beautiful concrete streetlights. And we have been able to in the last couple of months. In fact, yesterday was the day we found the final piece.
No kidding.
The headpiece from them. There's three of them left in Los Angeles, and there's one pole left in Las Vegas.
That's great.
That's how much detail is going into this. You're not going to see Disneyland. You're going to see the real thing.
Wow, that's incredible. Tom, what details have we not hit on that you want to make sure get mentioned?
I can't really think of anything.
Well, you know, I can think of a couple maybe to jog Tom's memory. Tom's been working long before Enchilada on Linear Park downtown on 3rd Street. Has been looking at connectivity, including light rail downtown. So, Tom, why don't you talk about some of those things? Because that really is a whole enchilada. Rather than focus on just phase one, which we think is going to blow you away when you see it.
Hence the name. We're talking about everything.
It's the enchilada. Yeah. And Tom's got that piece.
Yeah, so I think one of the things to be clear is this conversation is really focused on the work we're doing on Fremont Street, bringing back the neon and the lights and all that stuff. But we've also been working on a number of other projects that will be breaking ground here very soon. So one of those is 3rd Street, where we are creating something that's truly unique. When we were working on the downtown Vision 2045 master plan, one of the biggest pieces of feedback we got from the community was the need for more open space, more park space in the downtown.
Right.
And we know from studies that this has a big impact on the livability and the property values and retail activity and everything else. And so we took that to council and said, well, how do we do that? Land prices are high. We can't exactly buy a lot of land and put parks in. So even though we're putting in some smaller parks in certain areas, we're also taking back some of the right-of-way. We have very wide right-of-way that isn't being completely used for streets in the downtown. So on 3rd Street, we're taking back some of that right away to introduce more green space, more landscaping, more interesting amenities like different types of sidewalk treatments and street treatments. So this street is going to be something that can serve for bikes, for cars, for pedestrian, but it also is going to be an attraction, something with some great art, opportunity to close the street for festivals and all kinds of interesting things there. And we're already seeing some of the property owners take a great deal of interest. So that's one of the examples, but there are a number of examples of things that are going on to bring light rail downtown, projects in the arts district. It's just, it goes on and on.
We've made a lot of believers out of people here at the city for sure, and then in the downtown area as well. What's next? What is the very next thing that we're going to see with Project Enchilada?
It's a good question. I think probably the next thing you'll see physically will be groundbreaking in October of this year, where you'll actually begin to see the things that Tom and I were discussing going in the ground. In between, what's been going on behind the scenes are just meeting after meeting with every stakeholder, not just an invitation to come to a meeting. We're going out to the stakeholders. If they don't show up, we go show up at their doorstep. We meet with every property owner, with every tenant that we can talk to get their opinion and continue to tune this project. And kudos to Downtown Projects. It's significant partner in this project for all that they've done to work with us to make this a better place to live.
When will Project Enchilada be concluded, or will it ever be completely finished?
This is a project that will evolve with time. I think what Brad and I hope to accomplish is this first part of really launching a whole new way of thinking and designing downtown for today and for the future. But if you want to see an example, something that's already in place, Main Street, just south of Charleston Boulevard, some of the work we've done there on that streetscape to enhance those businesses.
It's amazing. People are
really
flocking
fantastic.
There too, Tom. They love it.
Yeah. Businesses are just doing great down there, and it's just beautiful.
Now, let me jump on that for a minute, because opening night, for any of your listeners that were there, know what I'm talking about. That is a magical place. We stood, all of us, opening night on sidewalks 18 feet wide, and you couldn't move on them. You could have thought for a moment you were in the middle of Manhattan or someplace in L.A. It was absolutely incredible, and people didn't leave. Businesses stayed open late that night because that was the vibe that's been created.
It is a great vibe, Brad. Great places to eat, great things to do, and it's very comfortable. It's like you guys are touching on. There's a nice feel that when you mm-hmm. walk around down there.
And something, it's also something that we are all experiencing with what's been going on this last year and a half in our community. This sense of community. When you're on Main Street, it's inevitable you're going to run into somebody you know. And there's nothing like that. It's something that has been hard to come by in our community. But that opening night that Brad's talking about, I couldn't take two or three steps without somebody calling out my name or seeing someone I know and calling out their name. And that just continues on. And every time you're down there, you see people you know, and it's just that sense of community, that sense of authenticity just is fantastic.
That's been my experience, too. Every time I go down there, I see somebody that I know, every time. And it's just, you're right, Tom. It just makes you feel like this is where I belong. This is my city because, look, everybody is connected here in some way, shape, or form. Well, listen, you two, your passion for this has spilled over and has obviously influenced a lot of people here. Very happy to be behind the project. So it's great having you on the program today. We want to tell everybody out there, ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to stay tuned to see how this whole enchilada comes together. But Brad and Tom, thanks for taking the time today. It's been a great discussion, and thanks for your passion on this project.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, David.
And for everyone else out there, for more information on Project Enchilada and all our business incentives, projects, resources, and contacts, visit lasvegasnevada.gov/EUD.
All right. Thanks, David, Brad, and Tom for that enlightening conversation. Enlightening, Melissa. You see what I did there? Enlightening, because the lampposts, lights. Get it?
Wait, does Jen laugh at these jokes? Is that what you're waiting for?
Sadly, no.
Well, I'm excited to see how different downtown's going to look and feel in a few years.
Yeah, we just redid Main Street, which looks beautiful, especially the cafe lights. We've got Symphony Park construction happening, Project Enchilada.
And Las Vegas Boulevard getting a makeover also. The Fremont Street canopy getting upgraded, and of course, the Circa Hotel coming.
Yeah, still not a big fan of the name, but there's big changes going on. It's going to be a whole new downtown, a whole new old-looking downtown.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast as much as I did, you can let us know on social media using the hashtag VegasTMI.
To listen to past episodes of the podcast, you can go to lasvegasnevada.gov/podcast. You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we'll be there.
You guys are everywhere.
We are.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
TTFN from Vegas TMI.